broadcasting live from the beautiful Sheraton Grand at Wild Horse Pass for Conscious Capitalism 2019. It's time for CEO Exclusive. Now, here's your host, Sweeney Co.
Good morning and welcome to CEO Exclusive. I'm really pleased to kick off our second day at the Conscious Capitalism Conference here in Phoenix in 2019. And I would love to start the morning with Mika Nittel, who is from Berlin. She's a business muse and she works with energy, which is consciousness in its most raw form. But she's also leading the effort to have a conference in Berlin at the end of this year in September. And so, Mika, I would love for you to talk about conscious capitalism, its spread in Europe. It's not just a U.S. phenomenon, as we heard from Thomas Eckschmidt yesterday. It's all over the world. What are you seeing about conscious capitalism in Europe? And share with us your thoughts and aspirations for conscious capitalism as you lead the effort to spread the movement outside the United States.
So, Hinit, thank you so much for having me, and I would love to share about what I see conscious capitalism evolving in Europe. And when I came across the book, you know, I found, wow, that's principles, they just work transcultural. They're not connected to any certain method, but it's principles, it's an attitude that we can grow from following these principles of purpose, of stakeholder approach, being a conscious leader and creating a conscious culture. And so I started off connecting to the U.S. movement. And soon I found, wow, there's amazing people from Brazil, from many more South American countries. And the first person I met was a German guy who is the leader of the Spanish chapter. So I was really grateful to have someone talking German on the topic to me and already going for having the community settled in Europe. And ever since we've been in touch, he has been a great support. He's Sebastian Ross. And he was the first one to have a European conference initiated last year. He has a great chapter, a great team around him, 26 entrepreneurs starting in Spain to share the good news of conscious capitalism, to live it. I have been at their very first Spanish event. And then last year, I just loved the idea, okay, let's have it European, because Europe is so small from your point of view. And why not invite all people? There are like satellites, they are out there. There's people in Denmark, in Sweden. I know people from Poland, from the Czech Republic. I have not met in person the French people, but they are out there. And so we will again invite them, come together, because it's a special chance to meet in person. Like here in Phoenix, at the conference, it's just a different energy when you meet these amazing people. And what was the learning or the impressive experience last year in Barcelona's conference? I had two business people say it gave them hope to come, to feel the atmosphere, to hear these amazing entrepreneurs, how they're already doing good by being creative, being productive, putting people to work. Yeah, making their effort to, yeah, doing it for a better world. But it gave these other entrepreneurs hope to go for business and to do good by doing business.
So attitudes, as you mentioned that, attitudes towards capitalism are a little bit different in Europe than they are in the United States. And while you mentioned that the concepts translate very well, there's been this growing discourse in the United States about socialism, because there's a big concern in the United States about the growing income inequality. And I cited this yesterday, but there was a study, I think, by the Wall Street Journal that said that income inequality in the U.S. is the worst it's been since the Great Depression, which is 100 years ago. So what are you seeing in terms of attitudes towards capitalism? You said people feel hopeful, but is there any difference you see in how the Europeans are thinking about capitalism versus here in the U.S.?
So the notion of capitalismus, if I speak it in German, it already has a tradition, a history, and a connotation which is not only positive.
Yes, often exploitative.
Yes. But it's the same with money. People have an attitude, have an issue with money very often. But it's nothing bad about the money. It's always the question, what does the person do with money? It's the attitude of the person behind. And it's not about capitalism, but it's about the approach. How do I apply within the field of having a free market and exchanging services, exchanging products on a free base? And do I give people space to work, be productive and really creative, like being in a team? So there's different approaches to how you can deal with frames. What I do in Germany is I just keep the American wording, conscious capitalism, and then I translate into German to explain it's about growing your consciousness in the way you do business, in where you are an entrepreneur, the way be more conscious how you deal with your suppliers, with your employees, your customers. You know, then I go into what's behind it. And so I take this kind of opinion of capitalism out of it, and I invite to rethink.
And that is exactly what we need to do. So tell us about the event in September.
Great. Thank you for giving me the space, you know, to invite and to create excitement about it. So I come here to the Phoenix Conference and to ask everybody who is here. They all have, not all, but maybe many have friends.
Suppliers, colleagues,
friends in Europe, to let them know, to spread the good news about a European conference. It will take place on 23rd of September. It's a Monday because it was a format that really worked in Barcelona. Come to a beautiful city for the weekend and then start your business week with having an inspiring conference. We will have speakers from the US, but we will also show German people that we can identify as being conscious business people. They would not yet call themselves conscious capitalists because not so many have come across the book and the principles behind. But once we ask them to share their story and once we explain what's the principles, they can easily identify, that's what we're already doing here. That's what you're already doing here. So we will have a mixed speaker program. And it will be a one-day program to, like here in Phoenix, be very interactive because it's what people want to have also. They want to hear the best practices, but then the brilliancy within the whole audience. You know, there's a huge, huge capacity, huge intelligence, huge emotional intelligence, and really have the interaction with the audience. We will make sure to have that. We have a great venue right at the water. So it'll be summer or just very early autumn. Beautiful weather and we can step outside. So not just to be inside, but really enjoy the... there is actually a song about the Berlin air. So we will step outside and breathe in the Berlin air.
Great. So what do you think, as you commit yourself to the spread of these principles in Europe, what do you think that it will take to have more people, or I've been calling it full adoption. I'm really working on full adoption here in the U.S., but, you know, eventually we'll get to Europe too. What do you think it will take to achieve full adoption of these principles in the business community?
It's always important to have a huge vision. You know, full adoption is a beautiful vision, and... let's just go for it. But every tiny step and every tiny project people do with more consciousness is a great success towards getting more awareness into the way people interact, being more appreciative, being more cooperative, stopping to be anxious about competition. There are so many people around, so we need a lot of coaches because one person cannot cope with all the people that need support. So let's just really focus on being appreciative with each other, really seeing the talents in people, the strengths, and encourage them to be creative and cooperate, collaborate, because I see so much more innovation if people come together and have a joint intelligence working. I can never come across with the same intelligent solutions by doing it on my own. It's always about cooperation. And this is where the world wants to go for, and we just share about there's the base, there's the principles, and if you try to go there, they will have great experiences and will do it more. Mm. So it's a step-by-step approach. But it, like I said, the people, they really, when they feel the atmosphere here, mm-hmm. they get hope. And then they share the good news, and then they go and take action themselves more.
Yeah. And it's interesting that you mentioned that, because you work with energy. I mean, you're an energy worker. Yes, you're an energy worker. And fundamentally, consciousness is about energy. And as you think about the elevating the consciousness, you know, through capitalism, right? This is elevating the consciousness of capitalism itself as a framework. I find that there's a leap that people need to make in their belief system around scarcity or competition, right? Competition is driven by scarcity. How do you work with your clients or the people that you're interacting with around these ideas to have them make the leap or change the belief that it's either you or me and the pie is only but so big? And, you know, if it's a choice between you and, you know, that whole framework, it's a different belief system. It's not just a shift. It's like you're going from here to there. How do you help the people that you work with make that shift?
I invite them to go into action. So I being maybe in a conscious breathing session, that they, if they take the breath work, they will have amazing experiences with abundance of energy in themselves. Before they not have taken the leap and do the work with the breathing, they will never have an idea of amazing energy in themselves. The same with cooperation. If they never trust and try out cooperation, they will never get the experience of how creative intelligence can be if we put three people together. So it's always about encouraging to take a first small project, try it out. If you fail, you always make experiences that show you how to do it better the next way, the next time. And it's energy within this kind of conscious breath work or appreciative communication and leading, energy grows where you put attention on. So if you focus on your colleagues' failures and your colleagues' weaknesses, you grow that weakness. Mm-hmm. If you look at your colleague and your team in terms of, wow, what's the potential? What can they do best? How can we put that to work? And then you have a project, they can apply it, they will fly. Mm. So for the European conference, I don't have a chapter, but I have an amazing team of 13 volunteers putting all their free time, all their heart into it to have a conference hopefully taking off and fly. Mm-hmm. But I will spread the good news that it takes more than these 13 people. And I will just invite, come along, play with us, and support that we have a great thing going on.
Mm. Well, Mika, one thing that's coming to me, and forgive me if it doesn't come out quite right, but Germans have a reputation, forgive me, for being but so, right? You know, strict, you know, just the facts, engineers, you know, dollars and cents, I's and T's. So how is this, you know, energy and being fruit woo-woo and love and, you know, all that, how is that going over when you're having conversations with old-fashioned German business people? You know, how is that working?
Some of them are skeptic, but it's because, you know, some people shut off acknowledging they have a body on their throat and they just have forgotten to open their hearts and understand that they are more than just a walking brain. But I meet more and more experienced business people, engineers, that have gone the route, as you were saying, that have the question now, okay, but what's the meaning in it? And where's the joy in it?
I didn't think that Germans cared about joy. That was a joke. Sorry.
That's the great thing, you know, with reputations, they stick.
or the bad thing.
Or the bad things, whoa. But that's why we have, like, international meetups, you know, to really meet in person and to see, whoa, there is a variety of mindsets coming along, and we have them all over there in Germany. And I have the skeptics, but what I always invite them to do is don't look at the things that don't work, but put your energy on what works. And I know you from CEO Exclusive Radio, you do exactly that. You focus on what does work. You share the good news with people in order to have that grow, to see that grow. Mm-hmm. Because just by putting attention on what works, it'll strengthen.
Yeah, that's exactly right. What is it? What you appreciates. So it's interesting that you talk about the skeptics. I think about the skeptics a lot because this movement is in its very early stages. So we're going to get the believers, the people who are naturally predisposed to have this belief system. And at some point, we're going to start, if we want to see growth, we're going to have some sort of a meaningful conversation with the people who are a little bit more skeptical. And it's just something that I kind of think about a lot because my mission, and I think I told you this, is that I want everybody believing in these principles and seeing the value and incorporating into how they run their business. But one thing that you said, and listeners, you hear me do this from time to time where I just make these conclusions, but one thing that you said that I think is very interesting as somebody who's an energy worker is this notion of the attractor field, right? So you were talking about just the energy that people feel when they walk in the room. Like there's just a natural thing that happens when you actually have the feeling of being around people and you see the people who are having these experiences. It's very different than trying to achieve it through the intellect. Like you said, you know, we're not just a walking brain. We have, once we enter the energy field, things really change. And so I think it's something that does make me hopeful that if we get skeptics, you know, to start interacting with people and actually having the experience of seeing businesses who are performing better with happier people, right, making more money, having this huge impact, even if they're skeptical, once they start to experience and be around the energy, then they'll start to experience the shift.
The whole mindfulness movement is about quieting your mind, your opinions, your prejudgments, and just to be and have a look around and observe what is. So this is what we can see here because there is so much energy going on. And we had this Indian chief yesterday here starting off singing for us, and and it's just, it's an invitation to disrupt this kind of usual way we come along, like being thinkers. Yeah. Okay, let's open this business meeting by taking a break from thinking and just following his song. I don't have a clue what he was singing because he was singing in his language, but he had a strong voice and he really reached my heart. So I just allowed myself to experience that for these 3 minutes, and then before going back to getting intellectual information. And yet the whole event here is around sharing experiences from what worked and the impact it made. And this is, I can only invite whoever is skeptic, just have a look at the outcome and how happy the entrepreneurs, the people they that, so we heard some great stories yesterday. We had to get up and applause, gave standing ovations because it was deeply touching. And so let's just share more of these stories to invite people to go for these experiences and actually do it themselves.
Mm-hmm. But and that's absolutely true. And what I'm hearing from you, which is a one conclusion that I want to make sure that I take from this conversation and from this conference, is that the transformation in consciousness does not happen in the intellect. Right? At some point, you have to quiet all that. You know, it happens in the emotions. It happens in the exchange of ideas and more in the emotional energy state, which I think is an important thing to remember, because we do a lot of talking. But consciousness is fundamentally not about the yak, 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 right? It's about the energy underneath. So that might be a little bit deep for people to start their morning. However, I would ask anybody that's listening from Europe, take a look at the European conference that's happening in September. And Mika, before you go, what's your final thought for the CEOs that are listening to the show before you go back into your conference day?
Wow, you know, thank you so much for having me here and for sharing my vision and thoughts. And I would just invite whoever is listening, keep on tuned in, you know, and let yourself be inspired by Sohini and all her guests to come. Thank you so much for your work you do.
Thank you, Mika. Thank you.